It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday, December 12th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Adobe Systems Incorporated releases its earnings today, and whatever it has to report, the company that helps us all read those PDF documents, it's had a bit of a rough year, hacking-wise. Millions of Adobe account holders had their data compromised this fall. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman takes a look at how that might impact the company's bottom line.
The super hack came in September. Tens of millions of emails and passwords were stolen from Adobe. Even worse for a software company, Source Code. Tech analyst Carl Howe from the Yankee Group.
They're a fairly ubiquitous technology, and that has made them a great target for malware and security exploitation.
But Howe says unlike Microsoft, which is also inside computers everywhere and has strengthened its cyber defenses, Adobe has been
behind the eight ball on security. And the question is whether they're going to catch up.
Fatima Katiblu at Forrester Research points out Adobe wants to be the creative software for business.
Do I think some of their marketing clients might look at them twice and say, gosh, should I be really relying on Adobe as my strategic partner? Possibly.
Analysts say Adobe's probably got some time to act before cyber attacks impact the bottom line. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
You've probably heard of patent trolls, but what about porn trolls? Well, in Germany, 10,000 people are getting letters from a law firm claiming they owe cash for watching pornographic videos online. Unique addresses of computer users are also part of the legal filing. Cyrus Farivar is senior business editor for the website Ars Technica. He explains how this works.
They write to them and they say, okay, we know that you viewed one of a handful of films that our client holds the intellectual property for. So we want you to pay us 250 euros to make future lawsuits go away.
So let's do the math. 10,000 people, about 300 bucks a pop, carry the one. That's over $3 million this law firm is trying to get for its client in Switzerland, which Saru says is called The Archive.
The website of The Archive looks like it was something that somebody slapped together in about 10 minutes. There is a street address and a phone number in Switzerland. I called that number. It kept ringing and ringing. I didn't even get a voicemail or anything like that.
Now, take this out of the world of pornography for a minute and imagine you as a viewer being charged for watching a YouTube music video somebody else uploaded. Not a lot of legal precedent for that. Still, Saru says whether or not the law firm's case stands up in court, people might still pay just to make it all go away. Marketplace Tech is listener-supported. To keep our coverage relevant and compelling, please consider making a tax-deductible gift in any amount to Marketplace today. Help us keep you up to date and well-informed wherever you are. Donate at marketplace.org by December 31st. Tonight around midnight, you may see some nerds running around in cloaks and bare feet. My cloak's been mothballed for at least a few years, but their destination will be, of course, the movie theater for the first showing of The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. The film promises to be full of special effects, not all of them visual. There are a lucky few who will be watching the movie in theaters fitted with new speaker technology from Dolby called Atmos. Gilbert Lake is a re-recording mixer who's been working on the Lord of the Rings and Hobbit movies for over a decade and helped prep the latest one for Atmos Theaters. Gilbert, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Can you just describe what the auditory experience of that is for those of us who haven't had it yet?
I think most people are kind of familiar with 5.1 and 7.1 sound in movies.
A couple speakers in the back, a couple speakers in the front.
Yeah, and the first kind of major change for Dolby Atmos is that you walk into a cinema and you look up and suddenly you've got these speakers on the ceilings where you can put sounds over the audience, which is pretty fantastic. I mean, it's great for a film where you've got a dragon swooping around and fireballs, you know, being, you know, blown at you and all that kind of stuff. You've also got this amazing ability to take a sound and it will play discreetly through one speaker to the next. That's quite a big step up because it means it's much closer to how you hear things in real life.
I always think of sound in movies as kind of the unsung hero because it's so essential. But we don't think about it.
Yeah, so I think people don't realize how, you know, the degree to which the soundtrack is created. So you've obviously got sound that you record on set, but beyond that, you create this whole world with ambiences and sound effects, and, you know, you hear a sound and you say, oh, that sounds fantastic, how did you make that sound? And it will be somebody, you know, rubbing their wet hand against the skin of a pumpkin or something, or somebody with a cheese grater and, you know, on a string and, you know, fling it about a room. So there's all these amazing ways to sort of accomplish that.
Is there a favorite sound from this film that you got to work on or that you got to see created?
You know, it's all about the dragon. Got a fantastic voice, just this, you know, these amazing huge fireballs. I think everybody had a lot of fun, you know, with Smaug and, you know, how that works.
Gilbert Lake worked on the new Hobbit movie, out tonight. And before we go, one more Hobbit-related story for you, at least if we're counting a band who loved to reference The Hobbit.
Just in the darkest depths of Mordor, I met a girl so fair.
Led Zeppelin has inked an exclusive deal with Spotify to put the band's catalog on the music streaming service. Zeppelin had been one of the most famous holdouts against music streaming services, but the bigger news might be that Spotify will now play for free on your mobile device. You don't have to pay for a subscription, but you will have to listen to advertisements on the free service. Time to make playlists where no song is shorter than Stairway to Heaven. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.